Luke, big congrats. What does it mean to you to be Rising Star nominee?
I'm pretty excited with it, but also excited with the team's performance on the weekend, and lucky enough we got the win, so yeah, pretty happy.
When you take a different path, I suppose, to the other draftees, does it feel any different coming to a club and starting off? Did you feel a difference between you and the other three that you came with?
No, not really. We're all learning and we're all fresh here, so I know as much as they do, but I think I had a little bit more experience with playing VFL that extra year, but we're all learning equally as fast, and yeah, we're all on the improvement.
I'm sure when you're playing VFL, you probably watched AFL and thought, I can compete at that level, but I suppose until you come here, have you been pleased with how well you have adapted?
Yeah, I'd say so. It was a slow road, but yeah, pretty pleased with the way I was going, and us first years really had a tight bond, and we all pushed each other equally as hard, and that really helped me, myself, training and doing it for the other boys, so yeah.
Look, pretty impressive start to your career. What sort of you think your main attributes why you've been able to continue to stay in the side?
Sort of just a bit of marking, I'd say, and that really comes from the back six we got down there and really giving me that confidence to go take the game on and credit to those boys.
You look like you read the play pretty well. Is that one of your attributes as well, you think?
Yeah, I'd say so, but again, it comes back to the boys down back with their experience, Michael Johnson and Joel Hamling with positioning me and telling me when to go and when not to.
Only a short time in the AFL, but what have you sort of learned the differences from the VFL to the AFL so far?
It's just hard work every day, every minute. Got to watch what you eat and all that sort of stuff and just full commitment, so that's probably the hardest thing.
And what's the message from Ross been like sort of since you've come in and now obviously cementing a bit of a spot in that side?
Just keep working hard and keep working on the things you got to work on and just improving every week and learning.
Obviously a few weeks ago, a bit of a setback yourself from Brennan with the drinking after the 6-day break, but what was the message from Ross and the coaches then? Obviously I imagine they were probably disappointed the way you let the teammates down.
Yeah, exactly. We breached team rules and we put that behind us and learned from it, and we've put it behind us and hopefully learn from that and never happen again, and just put it behind us.
Just a couple of drinks out, and no one's really ever cleared up the story. Was it just a couple of drinks?
Yeah, dinner with
family.
That's it. So a couple of drinks and that's it.
From an outsider's point of view, that seems a little bit silly, but can you explain the rules that you've learnt and what the rules are for the team?
Yeah, the team standards is just don't drink on 6-day breaks, and I went from that and moved on, yeah.
Has that sort of provided with any extra motivation? Because since coming back that GWS game and then on the weekend as well, they've easily been your best two games of the season.
Just improving each week and learning, and thought I did other boys, and hopefully keep doing that for the rest of the year.
Who's been okay record in intercept marks? Did you hear that? I think you had 8 intercept marks and the record's 9 or 9.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a record or anything like that. I don't worry about individual success and just happy enough for the boys win.
What's been or who's been the biggest influence so far on you and your career at Freo?
Oh, there's a few. There's heaps to name. Probably Lee Spur, Tommy Sheridan, Joel Hamling and Michael Johnson are the biggest ones.
And what have they been able to do for you? What's so impressive about them?
Just their experience and telling me what to do and just everything like that, just what they do after games and all that sort of stuff, and just the ultimate professionals, and really helps me a lot.
Sydney Swans this weekend, a pretty tough challenge given their form in the recent couple of months. Is there anyone that you look like you're potentially going to or like to play on?
No, I don't know anything yet at the moment. We're still doing the meetings now from last week and get into Sydney in the next couple of days and find out more then.
But you spoke about the bond among the group that came together in last year's draft. You've all played and often in the same team, the four of you, and obviously hopefully Sean Darcy comes back next week. How much does that help when you're all out there playing together already at this early stage?
It helps a bit, but I think we're a young side, so we're all pretty young. Doesn't worry about first years. We've had 7 debutants this year and we're all a young group, and the leaders are really helping us gel together as well. Fifey's been a real massive influence on us, and it's all pretty good seeing us first 4 years playing together.
I think it's been about 18 months since the club last had a Rising Star. Do you sort of maybe rub it into Sean and Ryan, who were pretty stiff to miss out earlier this year?
No, I won't rub it in. It's just a Rising Star nomination, and we're more worried about team success and taking it step by step.
Is it nice to get some recognition from over East, given the performances of the young players like Sean and Ryan as well so far this year, as well as yourself?
Yeah, it's good for Western Australia, but as again, you've got to put a couple of good games together in a row, and Sean has done that. He's been unlucky, but as same as Sean and same as every other player, we're just worried about team success.
How have you found the move? Are you happy over here, or are you missing home a bit?
No, I'm finding it well over here. Tommy Sheridan live with him, so it's been pretty well. He's from Melbourne, and being mature age, it's a bit easier.
What is you think about the club? Because they don't seem to lose a lot of players wanting to go home over the years. They seem to have been able to keep players like yourself who come across.
Yeah, it's just we've got a good bond and we're a young side and we're on the improvement and just about learning and everyone's real tight group here and yeah, it makes you want to stay, feels like home. So.
And when the group is so young, do you come in and sort of feel like you have quite a bit of responsibility early on? Like you don't feel like you're you know, playing a smaller part in the team given there's so many young guys out there?
No, not really. It's leaders are doing the right job and just, yeah, we're just doing what we're asked to do and playing our role and, yeah, improving each week.